请我们翻到诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
第一百二十二篇。
Psalm number 122.
诗篇一百二十二篇。
Psalm number 122.
大卫上行的诗，人对我说：“我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。”
A song of decree of David. I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord."
耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
Our feet shall stand within the gates, O Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷被建造，如同联络整齐的一座城。
Jerusalem is builtAs a city that is compact together.
众支派就是耶和华的支派上那里去，按以色列的常例称赞耶和华的名。
Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks.
我们这里特别注意有一句话叫做按以色列的常例。
Pay special attention to whither the tribes Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
我们知道这里的以色列的常例，根据希伯来原文应该翻作以色列的见证。
So we know that the testimony of Israel in the original language in Hebrew is the testimony of Israel.
所以我们知道说这一句话，这一个词就是在旧约常常用的见证那个两个字。
So you know that this verse is actually the Old Testament so-called testimony.
但是呢，有一个词叫做以色列的见证。
But you know there is a verse that is called the testimony of Israel.
那我们知道以色列乃是神属地的子民。
You know that Israelites are the children of God.
教会乃是神属天的子民。
And the church is God's heavenly children.
那这一次呢，我们要根据旧约里面所提到以色列的见证来说到教会的见证。
So this time we just want to use the Old Testament Israelite testimony refer to the New Testament church testimony.
所以我们这一次的题目就是教会的见证。
So this time our topic is the testimony of the church.
但是呢，我们讲到教会的见证，我们要用借用旧约的图画。
But if we want to talk about the testimony of the church, we have to use the symbols of the Old Testament.
我们讲到以色列的见证，当然我们都知道到了大卫的时候，所罗门的时候，可以说到了高峰了。
So you know that the testimony of the Israel get to its peak at the time of David and Solomon.
讲到教会的见证，那当然是指着五旬节的时候是到了高峰。
So you know that when you talk about the testimony of the church, it gets to its peak at Pentecost.
但是我们今天已经不再活在五旬节的时候。
But today we no longer live in the time of Pentecost.
今天主还迟延的话，我们最少已经经过了快两千年。
So if the Lord delay His time, we at least pass through 2,000 years.
所以我们要问说，在圣经里面有没有一些的话是为着今天的
？So we just want to ask, is there any verse that's in the Bible is for today?
那讲到开始，讲到最荣耀的时候，大家都记得是大卫跟所罗门，或者在新约来说，指着这个五旬节的时候。
So when you talk about the beginning.It talk about David or Solomon, but the New Testament time is the time of Pentecost.
然后你读以色列历史，你就知道说那个见证慢慢开始荒凉。
But when you read the history of Israelites, you find that the testimony started to fade.
虽然有许多王是坐在大卫的宝座上。
So although other kings were sitting on David's throne.
但是你看在神百姓中间，那个见证越来越冷淡，越来越荒凉。
But you see that among God's children, the testimony started to fade and become.
结果神就兴起了一个王。
Therefore, God raised a king.
那个名字叫西西家。
His name is Hezekiah.
我们普通不大注意西西家。
Usually, we don't pay attention to Hezekiah.
因为我们对西西家的所知道的事，并不是我们所想象的那么多。
Because what we know about Hezekiah is not as much as what we had.
就是因为我们对于西西家知道太少。
Just because we didn't know enough about him.
我们就不知道说神是怎么用西西家的。
So we did not know how God used Hezekiah.
而西西家那个时代又是什么样的时代？
And what kind of culture is it Hezekiah's time?
他的背景又是什么样的背景？
And what's his cultural background?
那今天不要忘记了，我们今天我们到了新约的时候。
So don't forget, today we are at the New Testament time.
我们想想主今天在地上所做的。
Just think of what the Lord had done on earth.
我们有没有可能从旧约里面借一段的图画来形容我们今天的光景？
Can we use a part of the Old Testament picture to describe our time today?
我讲在圣经旧约人物里面。 最能够帮助我们今天的应该就是西西家。
So when you talk about any kind of characteristic in the Old Testament, the most that we can mention about is Hezekiah.
但是人对西西家的误会太深了。
But people are usually misunderstanding Hezekiah.
每次讲到西西家就想到他多活了15年。
Because every time you thought about him, you just thought about that he lived 15 years more.
那么多活了15年好呢还是不好?
So is it good or bad?
有的人说不好。
Some people say that it's not so good.
就是因为西西家他活着的时候就把他所有的财富让巴比伦的使者全部看得清清二楚。
Because when he was living, he showed all his wealth to the Babylonian messengers.
所以大家就说你看以色列人被掳就是因为西西家那次闯了这么一个大的祸。
Therefore, people blame on him that Israelite had been captured is because of Hezekiah.
一点都没有错,从那天开始你看见所有国中的秘密都
Truly indeed, ever since then, you see that all the secrets of the nation became something that Babylonian can help.
那不止如此,
Not only that.
我们都知道在所有犹太的王里,有北国的王,有南国的王。
So you know that all Israel kings, there are northern kings and southern kings.
在南国里面,
At the
在北国里面, 我们知道最糟糕的一个王就是亚哈。
So you know that the worst king in the northern kingdom is Ahab.
在南方的王里面最糟糕的一个就是西西亚的儿子叫做马拿西。
Okay, so the worst king of the southern kingdom is Hezekiah's son is Manasseh.
所以很多的罪圣经形容作马拿西的罪。
So many sins that the Bible describes as Manasseh's sin.
就是因为以色列人陷在马拿西的罪里面，所以后来以色列人快速的就被掳到巴比伦。
Because the Israelites fell into the sins of Manasseh, therefore they were quickly captured by their enemies.
结果圣经告诉我们说，马拿西登基的时候他只有12岁。
So the Bible told us that when Manasseh was enthroned, he was only 12 years old.
所以证明说，就是因为西西家多活了15年。
Just because Hezekiah had lived 15 years more.
结果就生了这么儿子叫马拿西。
And he gave birth to this son, his name is Manasseh.
然后就是马拿西这个罪就把百姓很快的就带到了巴比伦。
And it's because Manasseh's sin, he quickly brought the children of Israelite into the enemy's
home. 所以因为这两件事, 人就问说, 到底多活15年是好呢还是不好?
So because of these two incidents, then people ask whether it's good to live 15 years more or it's not.
然后就是根据这两点，就替西西家判了一定的，一定的，就等于判了他的刑。
And it's because of these two points that people judged Hezekiah.
但是如果你仔细的去读西西家的故事,
But if you read Hezekiah's story carefully,
如果你真的明白西西家神在他身上怎么样工作,
And if you really know how God had done his work on Hezekiah,
那弟兄姊妹,你就会知道原来神借着西西家给我们今天一条很清楚的道路。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, you'll see that God through Hezekiah has shown us a very clear path.
所以这个周末,我想我们特别要注重这个我们平常所不忽略的一个王,叫做西西家。
So therefore, this weekend, we have to pay attention to a king that usually we ignore.
你看见神怎样使用他。
You see how God used him.
神怎样使用他来恢复以色列的见证。
How God used him to recover the testimony of Israelites.
我们如果把它放新约的话来说,
If you apply to the word of New Testament,
如果今天我们能够活出, 如果今天我们能经历西西家所经历的,
If you can go through the experience of Hezekiah,
那么我们看见神今天就能够为着他的自己的见证,
So you can see God can use his children to bring out his testimony.
使用我们。
So he could use us.
所以今天晚上我们就从最被人误会那段圣经开始讲起。
So tonight we're going to mention about the most misunderstanding part of the Bible.
我们要讲到西西家他得到绝症以后。
We'll see that when Hezekiah was really ill.
我们看见有一些什么样的故事发生。
You'll see what kind of things happened.
结果你知道神听了他祷告。
And you see that God heard his prayers.
那么然后你怎么知道神听了他祷告？
How do you know how God heard his prayers and healed him?
他就从神那里就得着了一个 就得着了一个兆头。
He received a sign from the Lord.
他的父亲叫亚哈斯。
His father's name is Ahaz.
他的亚哈斯有了一个日晷。
Ahaz has a sundial.
那么我们的日晷就是今天所说的太阳钟。
You know, sundial is a clock that's run with the sun.
那是根据太阳投射在一个物体上的影子，你就知道大概现在是几点钟。
It's according to the projection of the sunlight and the shadow that it casts, you can tell the time.
所以，如果在西夏日晷上有一些变化的话。
So if there's any change on the sundial of Hezekiah.
那么这个就是对于西西家的一个。 兆头了,
you see that that's a sign for Hezekiah.
那我们都知道很有名的一个故事,
so we know that there's a famous story.
神就给了西西家这么一个兆头,
God had given Hezekiah a sign.
你怎么知道神要医治他呢?
How do you know God wanted to help him?
如果他父亲亚哈斯的月轨倒退十度,
if his father's sundial can go back 10 degrees,
那个投影如果往后退十度的话,
if the shadow can go back 10 degrees,
那么我们知道就知道说神的的确确给西家一个很重要的兆头。
Then you see that God really showed an important sign to Hezekiah. So we can start from this part of the story.
那第一,
first, then, we will gradually know Hezekiah. On the other side, we come to the beginning of another year. We know why God still keeps us on earth.
2013年又给了我们,
why God has given us the year of 2013.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
等一等你就会看见,
later on you'll see.
我们活在地上,
we live on earth.
实在说来, 你看见说, 每一天, 每一年, 都是神给我们,
actually, every day, every year is given by God.
所以我想从西西家, 从亚哈斯的日晷,
so from the story of Ahaz,
sundial,
we can receive some important lessons.
所以好不好我们把那段圣经稍微再复习一下。
So let's review that part of the Bible.
那就是列王记下。
That's the book of 2 Kings.
列王记下第二十章。
2 Kings chapter 20.
那我们呢稍微 读一下，让弟兄姊妹温习一下那段的故事，然后我再来解释它。
So we'll read it so you can be reviewed by this part of the story, then I'll explain.
第二十章第一节。
Chapter 20, verse 1.
那时西西家病得要死，亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚去见他，对他说：“耶和华如此说，你当留一命与你的家，因为你必死。”
In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came to him and said unto him, thus says the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live.
西西家就转脸朝墙祷告耶和华说,
then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying,
耶和华求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心，按诚实行事。
I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in trust truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore.
以赛亚出来还没有到中院，耶和华就临到他说。
And it came to pass after Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying,
你回去告诉我民的君西西家说，耶和华你主大卫的神如此说，我听见了你的祷告，看见了你的眼泪，我必医治你，到第三日你必上到耶和华的殿。
Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord.
我必加增你十五年的寿数，并且我要救你和这城脱离亚述王的手。我为自己和我仆人大卫的缘故，必保护这城。
And I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake.
以赛亚说，当取一块无花果饼来，人就取了来，贴在窗上，王便痊愈了。
And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs And they took and laid on the boil, and he recovered.
那西西家问以赛亚说：“耶和华必医治我，到第三日，我能上耶和华的殿，有什么兆头呢？”
And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, "What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day?"
以赛亚说：“耶和华必成就他所说的，这是他给你的兆头。你要日影向前进十度呢，是要往后。”
And Isaiah said, "This sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees?
西西家回答说，日影向前进十度容易，我要日影往后退十度。
And Hezekiah answered, "It is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees."
先知以赛亚求告耶和华，耶和华就使亚哈斯的日晷向前进的日影往后退了十度。
And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz.
我想我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
So we'll just read this much of the Bible.
那这些背景足够让我们来默想到底这是怎么一回事。
So these background can let us meditate actually what happened.
我们知道西西家在所有坐在大卫宝座上的这许多王里面。
So among all kings who sat on the throne of David, Hezekiah.
实在说来是神大用的一个。
It's actually Hezekiah, somebody that's greatly used by the Lord.
他的成就一点都不在大卫和所罗门之下。
His achievement is no less than David or Solomon.
今天在以色列，特别是耶路撒冷的考古学家会告诉你。
Today in Israel, especially the archaeologists in Jerusalem,
他们在耶路撒冷现在所能找到那些出土的文物。
Everything that discovered in Jerusalem that's unearthed.
难得找到所罗门的。
It's hard for them to find anything related to Solomon.
难得找到大卫。
Or David.
难得到大卫，但是几乎今天能够。今天你在耶路撒冷所找到的文物里面，很多都叫你想起西西家。
But almost everything that they could excavate in Jerusalem is almost all related to Hezekiah.
圣经里面列王记下提到他。
The Bible had mentioned him in the Second Kings.
历代志下也提到他。
And Second Chronicles mentioned about him.
还有以赛亚也提到他。
And so the book of Isaiah mentioned about him.
但是尤其今天从地上所挖出来的资料。
But especially when you find the things that has unearthed.
你好像对于大卫没有太多的印象。
Maybe you have no impression about David.
好像对所罗门还没有那么多的印象。
Or not much impression about Solomon.
但是现在所出土的给我们看见的最有印象的就是西西家。
But the unearthed excavations mostly related are with Hezekiah.
所以等到现在你再回到旧约圣经再去读西西家的故事。
So now when you turn back to the Old Testament and start to read again the story of Hezekiah.
你才忽然间明白。
All of a sudden you realize.
虽然在旧约圣经里面好像用的不是很多很多的篇幅。
Although the Old Testament did not use a lot to describe him.
但是你回过头去看。
But when you turn back.
在整个旧约的时候。
You see that at the time of Old Testament.
当然黄最黄金的时候当然是最荣耀的时候当然是大卫跟所罗门的时候。
You see that the most glorious time is related to David or Solomon.
但是等到慢慢见证荒凉以后。
But when the testimony started to fade.
是谁真的把教会以色列的见证把它带回来。
Who truly brought forth the testimony of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹现在你就会明白。
So now you'll realize.
为什么神让西西家多活了15年。
Why God allowed Hezekiah to live another 15 years?
明白吗？许多时候我们活在地上是根据我们的日历。
Many times we live on earth is according to our own calendar.
我们觉得一个人到了70岁了。
We thought that when a person reaches
到了80岁了
or 80s,
他已经快到了人生的尽头了。
He's entering into the end of his life.
我们觉得一个人才30岁。
We see someone that's in his 30s.
他前面的年日还长呢。
He still have a long days ahead of him.
今天地上人活着。
Today as you're living on earth.
是完全根据日历和月历的。
It's according to calendars.
但是今天我们在神面前活着。
But today when we live before the Lord.
我们年日的计算不是根据日历告诉我们什么。
Our calculation of days is not according to the calendar.
不是告诉我们太阳的投影是怎样的。
Or the projection of the sun.
太阳的投影是永远往前进。
The projection of the sun is always moving forward.
明白吗？它从来不会再往后退的。
It never moves backwards.
如果往后退的话
，If it's moving backwards,
那一定是神做喜所心的神迹。
It must be something that's done by God.
所以我们要明白一件事。
So now we have to understand one thing.
这个西西家多活了十五年。
Hezekiah lived another 15 years.
不是为他自己。
It's not for himself.
西西家多活了十五年。
Hezekiah lived another 15 years.
等到我们聚完这四次的聚会以后
，until we finish all these four meetings,
我想你就明白。
I think you'll understand.
然后回过头来
，so when you look back,
你才会想起来。
Then you'll remember.
为什么神还留你我一直到今天
？Why God still keep us until today?
明白吗
？Do you understand?
同样年龄
，the same age,
有许多同样的疾病。
There are so many sicknesses.
为什么他走了？
Why he left?
他也走了
She left.
还有人更年轻的
And somebody even younger.
为什么主还留我们
Why God still keep you around?
是不是因为我们钱赚的不够
Is it because you didn't make enough money?
是不是因为有的人还没有抱着孙子
Or is it because somebody didn't get his grandchildren yet?
弟兄姊妹你我是为着我们自己而活着的
Brothers and sisters, you and I, we thought we live for ourselves.
所以很多人读这段圣经就是想到那十五年你看多活了十五年
So many times people read about this part of the Bible. They just thought about that extra 15 years.
然后就研究说到底多活十五年好呢还是
so they thought it's good or bad.
然后就把其他的圣经关于西西家记载完全忘记。
So they forgot about other parts of the Bible that
然后就下一些定论，下一些断案。
They make some kind of judgment.
弟兄姊妹，然后你对于西西家可是完全不认识。
But actually, you didn't know Hezekiah.
意思就是说
，which means
我们从他的身上得不到多少属灵的帮助。
From him, we cannot be helped in spiritual parts.
所以今天我们要问一个问题。
So today we have to ask a question.
他为什么多活十五年
？Why he live another 15 years?
他多活这十五年和别人的十五年有什么不同
？What's the difference between his extra 15 years and other people's extra 15 years?
为什么是要给他照头
？Why God wanted to give him a sign?
为什么日晷要倒退十度
？Why did the sun dial have to move backwards 10 degrees?
那现在我们要问。
So now we have to ask.
这个里面是不是有一些属灵的？树林的故事呢
Is there anything spiritually significant in
如果是的话
If it is
那就是我们一个很大的帮助
Then it will help us greatly
所以我盼望这几天弟兄姊妹如果可能的话
So I hope that in these few days if it's possible
你最好把列王记下历代之下还有就是就是以赛亚书里面凡是关于西西家的故事你把它很快的看一遍
Find out the parts related to Hezekiah in the 2nd Kings 2nd Chronicle and Book of Isaiah
那今天晚上我们是拿哈西家日晷来做开始
So today tonight we start with the story of Hezekiah
是慢慢的从这里我们就要认识西西家
So from here you'll know Hezekiah
我们要认识以色列的见证
We'll know the testimony of Israel
怎么在西西家的手里被恢复的
How that could be recovered by Hezekiah
然后我们求圣灵把这些话翻译成新约的话
So may the Holy Spirit translate all these words into the New Testament
然后怎样的应用在我们身上
And we can see the application on us
所以我们相信这是这一次我们这一年的第一个周末，第一个周末，主也许借着召聚大家，就借着这一段圣，借着这些圣经来提醒我们。
This is the first weekend of this year, and through the calling of everybody, may the Lord bring this to us.
那么我们都知道，这里圣经说西西家病得要死。
We see that Hezekiah is very ill here.
所以证明说他的确得到一个绝症。
You see that he really have some kind of terminal illness.
那么这个时候连祷告都不需要了。
And he couldn't even pray.
因为先知以赛亚已经去告诉他。
Because the prophet Isaiah already went to talk to him.
你当留一命于你的家，因为你必死不能活了。
Okay, thus says the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live.
现在你要好好的处理你的，你要事先把一些后事都要把它准备好。
You have to take care of things after your life.
因为你不能活了。
Because you won't live.
所以这些话，这句话一临到。这个西家的领导西家的身上。
So when these warnings came to Hezekiah,
你看见没有？神正式的打发以赛亚去告诉他。
So you see, God really sent Isaiah to talk to him.
那如果神说不能活，就是不能活。
So if God says that he won't live, then he wouldn't.
医生说不能活，也许你还能活。
If the doctor says that you couldn't live, maybe.
因为医生到底不是神。
Because the doctor is not God.
但是现在是以赛亚来说的。
But now Isaiah came to talk.
是神自己借着以赛亚来说的。
God used Isaiah.
因为你必死不能活了。
Because you will die and not live.
那这个时候，你看西西家的反应是怎样的
？So we see the reaction of the Hezekiah.
所以你说西西家就转脸朝墙。
Then he turned his face to the wall.
祷告耶和华说
And pray unto the Lord
耶和华求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心按诚实行事又做你眼中所看为善的
I beseech thee, O Lord Remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart
我们要这个祷告很会这个祷告很重要的祷告
You see this prayer is very important
哎，请大家记得
But please remember
不是每一个人都有资格
Not everybody has the right to have this kind of prayer.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
今天神替西西亚的祷告。
Today God could listen to Hezekiah's prayer.
因为西西亚是那个人，所以他能有那个祷告。
It's Hezekiah, it's because Hezekiah is such a person, therefore he could make such
prayers. 许多时候，我们祷告是一回事，我们人是另外一回事。
Many times our prayers are one thing and our personality is another.
这个人跟这个祷告根本配不起来。
This person and his prayer is not matching.
所以你看见为什么在这里有一个祷告神会听
You see that here is a prayer that God will listen
因为祷告他的祷告和这个人是完全一致的
Because his prayers reconnect to him
他说求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心
He said that remember now how I have walked before thee
我们祷告时有人说阿们对不对
Many times we pray people say amen
但是很稀奇
But it's amazing
圣经没有记载
The Bible didn't record.
但有一件事我有把握的。
But something I'm assured of.
耶和华，求你纪念我在你面前这样存完全的心。
I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth.
神在天上一定说 Amen。
So God will say Amen in the heavens.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天你的祷告，你的弟兄能说 Amen。
So today when you pray, can your brother say Amen?
圣灵能说 Amen 吗?
Can the Holy Spirit say Amen?
所以这是一个非常严肃的事。
So this is actually a very serious matter.
按诚实行事。
Walk before thee in truth and with a perfect heart.
所以弟兄姊妹很明显的有神一定同意的。
It's very clearly God agree with what he prayed.
又做你眼中所看为善的事。
And have done that which is good in thy sight.
那我们明天后天就很清楚。
So tomorrow and the day after that will be more clear.
很少有人像西西家行了那么多的善事。
It's very rare that anybody did so many good deeds as Hezekiah.
是神眼中看为善的。
So it's the good deed that's before God's eyes.
我们做了太多的事是我们眼中看为善。
We have done so many things that we thought is good, but it's according to our eyes.
我们忙得很丢弃。
We are so busy.
我们把我们的时间通通排满了。
We occupy our schedules.
但是我们要问。
But we have to ask.
有一天我们能不能有一个祷告?
Can we really truly have a prayer like this one day?
我又做你眼中看为善的。
And have done that which is good in thy sight.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这个就是西西家在神面前倾心吐意。
This is Hezekiah's heart's desire.
他没有多少的请求。
He did not have other pleas.
他没有太多的祷告。
He did not have much prayers.
他只是在主面前把他心里的话告诉神。
He just gave the word his heart's word.
然后西西家就放声痛哭。
And then he started to weep bitterly, weep sore.
你看见神听见了西西家的祷告。
You see that God had listened to such a prayer from Hezekiah.
更稀奇的。
The more amazing thing is that later on you'll find out.
神说他看见他的眼泪。
God said that he saw his tears.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这证明什么?
What does that tell us?
这里有一个人是一直活在神面前。
This is a person that continually lived before the Lord.
是一个常年活在神面前的人。
It's a person that Live in front of the Lord for a long time.
现在神告诉他说：“你活不下去，你不能再活了。”
God would tell him now, "You cannot live any longer. You would die."
在这个时候，有一个祷告叫做西西家的祷告。
So at this moment, there's a prayer called the Hezekiah's prayer.
有一种的眼泪叫做西西家的眼泪。
There's such tears called Hezekiah's tears.
很稀奇。
It's amazing.
全本圣经里面很少有一个祷告是这么快得答应。
It's very rare that you see such a quick prayer in the entire Bible.
以赛亚出来还没有到中院。
And it came to pass after, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court.
他还在王宫里面。
He was still in the palace.
还没有出中院。
He did not even go to the middle court.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见神已经听了 西家的道。
You can see that God already listened to Hezekiah's prayer.
所以从这里你会认识西家是怎样的一个人。
So from here you can see how what kind of person is Hezekiah.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
这一点非常重要。
This is very important.
然后你就知道说神到底为什么把一些很重要的托付托在他的身上。
So you see that why God entrusted him so many important things.
所以耶和华的话就临到他。
So the word of Jehovah came to him.
说你回去。
Turn again.
告诉我的名，君西西家说。
And tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people.
耶和华你主大卫的神如此说。
Thus says the Lord, the God of David, thy father.
我听见了你的祷告。
I have heard thy prayer.
看见了你的眼泪。
I have seen thy tears.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
我们有许多的祷告。
We have so many prayers.
我们有许多的眼泪。
We have so many tears.
有的祷告神听不见。
But sometimes the Lord don't listen to some prayers.
有许多的眼泪神看不见。
And some tears the Lord didn't see.
但这里有一个人，他叫做西西家。
But here is a person, his name is Hezekiah.
因着他平常就是行在神面前。
Because he walked in front of the Lord.
你看见吗？他也祷告。
You see, he also prayed.
但他只要一祷告。
But once he prayed, the Lord listened to
him
immediately.
神不仅听见他的祷告,
not only the Lord listened to his prayers,
神也看见他的眼泪,
he also saw his tears.
然后神怎么说呢?
Then what did the Lord say?
我必医治你,
I will heal you.
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这个简直像天上的音乐一样,
this is like heavenly music.
在人来看已经到了尽头,
to man it's the end of his life.
好像是在人来看已经是判了死刑。
On man's point of view, it's like he.
你可以看见前面也没有已经没有多少的日子可以活。
You see that he had no more days to live.
但是呢，他说我必医治你。
But God said, I will heal you.
到第三日。
Until the third day.
你必上耶和华的殿。
You will go up to the palace of Jehovah.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们平常祷告聚会。
Usually when we gather for prayer meetings.
我们常常碰见。有的弟兄这个病，有的弟兄那个病。
We often see different people get sick.
但是问题在这里。
But
我们为这些弟兄姊妹祷告的时候。
But the issue is that when we pray for these people.
有的时候病就好了。
Sometimes they got healed.
等到病的时候，这个弟兄来祷告。
But sometimes when people get sick, they can't pray.
病好了，这个弟兄又不见了。
When they're healthy, they disappear.
找不到事情的时候，有的人来祷告。
When there's nothing happened, the people.
事情找到了，又不见到他们。
But when they find a job, they disappear.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
现在你看见吗？的确，你看见说主医治了许许多多的人。
You see, God truly indeed healed so many people.
但是问题我们要问。
But we have to ask questions.
神医治我们的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of God's healing?
神听我们祷告目的是什么？
What's the point of God listening to our prayers?
为什么神医治了彼得岳母的病？
Why God healed Peter's mother-in-law?
因为他热一退，他就起来服侍我们。
Because when her fever was reduced, she came to serve immediately.
许多时候你的热没有退。
Many times your fever was not reduced.
你太热心了。
You're so enthusiastic.
弟兄姊妹，难怪今天你没有办法服侍神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, no wonder you cannot serve brothers and sisters.
难怪你很难服侍我们的主。
And you cannot serve our Lord.
因为你太火热。
Because you're too enthusiastic.
你太热，你温度太高了。
You have a high fever.
用英文来讲，你太 high 了。
So in English terms, you're too high.
所以在这种情形底下，
so under such conditions,
你怎么服侍我们？
How could you serve our Lord?
所以主要医治你的病。
So God has to heal your sickness.
你只要热一退。
Once your fever is reduced,
现在你就可以来侍奉神。
You can serve the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见不是没有神迹。
You see that it's not that there's no miracle.
不是没有奇事。
Or there's no amazing thing.
弟兄姊妹，难道今天我们的主给我们神迹奇事？
But if the Lord gives us miracles today,
难道说一些 wonders? 难道说目的就是一位为着要叫我们为着叫我们病得了医治，然后？得出这么多恩典就完了吗？
If the Lord gives us wonders, is it just for us to get healed from our sicknesses?
不要忘记，所罗门这个西西家是王，对不对？
Don't forget Hezekiah is a king, isn't he?
那么王的工作是什么？
So what's the duty of a king?
他身体好，他应该马上上朝廷。
When he's healthy, he has to go on.
应该上的宝座才对啊。
He has to sit in his throne.
所以现在神说他听他的祷告。
So God now said that he listened to his prayer.
神说我要医治你。
God said that I will heal you.
那么弟兄姊妹，医治好了你要做什么呢？
So after the healing, what do you have to do?
是不是礼拜一就可以上班了呢？
Can you just go to work on Monday?
是不是下礼拜一就可以上班了？
So can you go to work on Monday?
我们一天到晚不能生病的。
So we cannot get sick.
因为你如果不生病，你就能上班。
Because if you don't get sick, then you can go to work.
所以许多人你不上班，你待在家里，因为你感冒了。
So many times you cannot go to work because you're sick, you have
flu. 所以现在你说医生，我的病好了。
So now you say, doctor, I'm healed.
那第一件事，你叫礼拜一你可以上班了。
So the first thing is that you can go to work on Monday.
所以同样的，so
the same thing happened here.
西西家如果被医治好了以后，
if Hezekiah has been healed,
那第一件事情应该他就回到朝廷去了。
The first thing is that he can go back to his own
throne. 他应该坐在他的宝座上。
He's supposed to sit on his throne.
坐在大卫的宝座上。
To sit on the throne of David.
你还有许多的事情要做。
You see that he has so many things to take
care of. 这是他的职业。
That's his profession.
神设立他做大卫的王， 做以色列家的王。
God set him to be the king of Israel.
神让他坐在大卫的宝座上。
God let him sit in the throne of David.
这就是他的职业。
That's his duty.
这就是他的工作。
That's his profession.
今天如果你不生病了，
so today if you're not sick,
你就应该殷勤工作。
You're supposed to work diligently.
所以第一件事情，
so the first thing is,
你怎么知道你病好了？
How do you know that you're healed?
你回到办公室，
you can go back to your office.
你可以上班了，
you can go back to
work. 你像从前一样活动了，
you can be as lively as before.
这个叫做病好了。
This is that you're being healed.
神的眼光都不是一样。
So in God's eyes, not like that. What is the symptom of a healed person? The symptom of a healed person is that number one is that he will go to the palace of Jehovah. When he go to the palace of Jehovah, which means that he go in front of the Lord. Because Hezekiah always live in front of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, if he gets sick today, he's almost dying.
弟兄姊妹，
你知道他这样做，他没有办法来到神的面前。If he's like that, he cannot go in front of the Lord.
他只能躺在病床上。
He could only lay in his sick bed.
但是感谢主，
but we thank the Lord.
他为什么能活呢？
Why could he live?
你怎么知道他好了呢？
How do you know that he is healed?
他好了。
He is healed.
因为现在能够上耶和华的殿。
Because now he could go up to the house
of Jehovah. 你好了，现在你能来到主面前。
He's healed, so he can come before the Lord.
你好了，现在你能够来聚会了。
He's healed, he can come back to the meeting.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
这里给我们看见，
here we can see.
这是西西家所学的功课。
This is the lesson that Hezekiah had learned.
所以你看见， 你怎么知道他病得的医治？
How do you know that he received the healing?
第三日，
on the third day,
你必要上耶和华的殿。
Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord.
然后这个时候神才说，
so here the Lord said,
我必加增你15年的寿数。
And I will add unto thy days 15 years.
你注意到这里的次序吗？
Did you pay attention to the order here?
平常我们的感觉是这样，
usually our feeling is this.
如果神说我必医治你，
if God said that, I definitely will heal you.
那么下面一定是我加增你15年的寿数。
So what's happening next is that I will add 15 years in your life.
然后我第三天才到耶和华的殿。
Then on the third day, I will go onto the house of the Lord.
这是我们的次序。
This is our order.
这不是神的次序。
But not the order of the Lord.
第一， 我要医治你。
Number one, I'm going to heal you.
第二， 我加增你15年的寿数。
I will add 15 years to your life.
然后才是上耶和华的殿吗？
Then you go up to the house of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹， 你看见不是这个次序。
Brothers and sisters, you see, it's not in such order.
是因为你上耶和华的殿。
Because you go up to the house of the Lord.
2天不够， 1年不够， 2年不够。
It's not enough in one day, 2 days, 1 year, or 2 years.
你需要15年。
You need 15 years.
所以我增加你15年的寿数。
Therefore, I give you additional 15 years.
明白吧，弟兄姊妹？ 今天我们难处在哪里？
What's our difficulty
today? 如果主医治好了我们以后，
if God healed us,
我们第一个就想到神增加我15年的寿数。
The first thing we'll ask is that God adds 15 years in our life.
但是我们要问，
but we have to ask,
这15年寿数做什么呢？
What do we use these 15 years?
所以你千万不要把马车， 你千万不能把马车放在马的前面。
You cannot put a horse carriage in front of a horse.
明白吗？ 那个次序一定要对才行。
The order has to be right.
你是因为上耶和华的殿。
It's because you go up to the house of the Lord.
所以医治你叫你第三天能上耶和华的殿。
It's because on the third day you can go up to the house of the Lord.
然后我增加你15年的寿数。
Then I will add another 15 years to your life.
好让这15年的寿数每一分钟每一时候都能够活在他的面前。
So every minute, every moment of this 15 years will live before the Lord.
所以这是太清楚了。
So this is so clear.
这就证明许多时候我们会对时间的观念完全是错误的。
So you see that oftentimes we have no idea about time.
为什么主把时间给我们？
Why God give us time?
没有别的。
There's no other
thing. 弟兄姊妹，主给我们这些时间。
Brothers and sisters,
他留我们在地上的目的是什么？
What's God's purpose of giving us time and things on earth?
经历死而复活的大能。
It's because we can go through the power of death and resurrection. On the third day, he will go up to the house of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你慢慢就觉得一天是不够的,
then you'll find that one day is not enough. 1 year is too little.
你阅读主的话,
the more you study the word of God,
你觉得你这一生太短,
you feel that your time of life is
too short. 你就祷告了主啊,
then you ask the Lord, can you add a few more years in my life?
让我能更明白你的话,
so I can understand your words more.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是为什么你多活了15年。
This is why you live another 15 years.
明白吗, 弟兄姊妹?
You understand, brothers and sisters?
我今天要对 西西家做翻案的文章,
today, I just want to do something to, reverse the judgment to Hezekiah.
今天大家都误会西西家,
because everybody misunderstood.
如果你真的把这段圣经读过了以后,
if you read this part of the Bible carefully,
你就知道说神怎么帮助西西家,
then you'll see how God helped Hezekiah.
没有一个人像西西家认识那15年到底什么意思,
nobody could understand that 15 years like Hezekiah.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当西西家祷告的时候,
when Hezekiah prayed,
他才39岁,
he was only 39 years old.
那是他一生最重要的时候,
that's the peak of his life.
你看见我们可以说一生到了最重要的时候,
you see, a man reached the most important part of his life is around
40 years.
And people in the world tell us that 40 is a very dangerous age.
40岁以前,
before 40,
他想犯罪, 但是没有犯罪的本钱。
He wanted to commit sin, but he did not have enough.
40岁以后, 他慢慢有许多的钱。
After 40, he would gain more money.
他有很多的经验,
he had more experience.
有很多的本领,
and he had more ability.
现在他可以铤而走险,
now he had the boldness to do so.
所以你有没有注意到,
so do you pay attention?
许多犯奸作科的大强盗, 大概都是40岁的时候。
So many big criminals, they're about 40 years old.
这是坏的来说,
so this is on the negative,
好的来说,
on the good part.
你去读所有的传记,
so if you read all the
那些伟大的革命家都是40岁的。
All the revolutionists, they were about 40 years old.
所以你看那个他是最勇敢的时候。
It's the boldest part of life.
再晚一点你就舍不得了。
If they wait a little longer, maybe they didn't dare to.
你有家有大有小,
because they have the family, they have children, they wouldn't dare to have revelation.
你就不能随便革命把头就割掉了。
Or they'll lose their heads.
所以我们知道说, 一定在40岁的时候,
so we see that around 40 years
old, 你看见很多的人到了他一生最高峰的时候,
so many people reach the peak of their life.
其实44岁, 40岁, 应该等于人生的分水岭。
So the age of 40 is the dividing point of a person's life.
一个人爬的最高峰应该到了40岁。
So when a person climbs in his life, the 40 is peak.
你只要一过40岁, 你慢慢就滑梯往下滑了。
So when you past the age of 40, it's like going downhill on the slide.
但是现在呢, 西西家39岁,
so now Hezekiah is 39 years old.
还差一年就40岁,
it's only 1 year that he'll reach 40.
你知道在属灵人里面也是如此,
so according to the spiritual people, it's also the same. So many spiritual giants,
你看他们的著作,
when you look at their writings,
多半都是40岁的时候,
usually they write around the age of 40.
像你弟兄25岁就写这个属灵人, 那是例外。
Like Brother Watchman, he wrote The Spiritual Man at age of
25. 像 John Calvin, 26岁写他那个系统神学, 那也是例外。
John Calvin write his systemic theology at 26, that's very rare.
我们在一般人多半都是40岁的时候。
But usually it's around the age of 40.
我们最熟悉的 Campbell Morgan 弟兄,
we know that Brother Campbell Morgan,
他是个解经之王。
He's the interpreter of
Prince of Expositors. 那么我们要记得，就是他40岁的时候。
So you see that when he's at his age 40,
他写了一本古典名著 classic.
He wrote a very famous classic.
那就是 The Crisis of Christ, 基督的关键时期。
That is the Crisis of Christ.
那那本书没有话说的，弟兄姊妹。
So without a doubt, that's a book.
你不管，那的的确确就是我们的弟兄40岁的时候写。
He wrote that book at age of 40.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
今天如果神要使用一个人的话,
so if God wants to use a person,
尤其达到了英年的时候, 到了最重要的年日的时候,
when he comes to the strongest part of his life,
可以说是他一生最有用的时候,
it's the most useful time in God's hand.
但是很稀奇,
but it's very amazing.
在这个时候, 神告诉他, 借着以赛亚说, 你要死了。
But at this moment of his life, God used Isaiah to tell him,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
39岁,
the age of 39,
要走了。
He has to depart from the world.
这个世界有什么东西还没有做完的吗?
What's so good in the world that he did not finish?
他有什么东西可以留恋吗?
Is there anything that he could love?
如果他就这么走了, 他会有遗憾吗?
If he depart like that, will he regret?
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们不知道西夏自己是怎么感觉。
We don't know how Hezekiah feels.
但有一件事,
but one thing,
如果西夏那个时候走了,
if Hezekiah leave at that time,
就着神的旨意来说,
according to God's will,
不能说没有遗憾。
You cannot say that there's no regret.
的的确确, 谁要用西西家?
Truly indeed, God wanted to use Hezekiah. But don't forget,
西西家很重要,
Hezekiah is important, that's true.
但西西家可以不重要的一个地步,
but he could be so unimportant to a point.
39岁, 神可以让他走,
at the age of 39, God can let him leave.
所以你千万不要以为你有那么重要。
So don't think that you're so important.
神非用你不可,
God have to have you.
如果神今天继续用你的话,
if today God still use you,
神特别怜悯,
it's because he has more mercy on you.
神给你恩典,
he gave you more grace.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and
sisters, 你看西夏学的功课什么功课?
You see what kind of lesson Hezekiah has
神说,
learned.
神说你可以走了,
he said that you can, God said you can leave. What does that mean?
神的工作还没完,
which means God's work is not finished. Truly indeed, Hezekiah did not finish God's work in his hands. But don't forget,
不要因为你手中的工作没有完,
don't think that because you didn't finish the work of God, then you won't die.
因为谁肯用你,
because God can use you and God cannot use you.
等到神通知西西家说,
but when God notified Hezekiah, you shall die.
不要忘记,
so don't forget,
西西家是个有用的人,
Hezekiah is someone that can be used by God. He has a true heart.
按诚实行事,
and he walked honestly.
又做神眼中看为善的,
and he done which is good in God's
弟兄姊妹,
eyes.
在全世界神能找到几个像西西亚这样?
So how many can God find in the whole world?
看看他前面他的父亲,
just look at his father.
看看他后面他的儿子,
look at his son.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你觉得神好不容易花39年得着了一个西西家,
you see that God spent 39 years to gain Hezekiah.
神不能让他去,
God cannot let him go.
神应该让他活到90岁,
活到100岁, God's supposed to let him live up to 99 or 108.
你看见吗? 在这里他学了一个功课。
So you see here he learned a lesson.
学的功课是什么呢?
What kind of lesson did he learn?
就神是不可缺少的。
It's God that he cannot lack.
Indispensable.
It's indispensable.
那么但是西家是可以缺少的。
But Hezekiah is dispensable.
如果神用你,
if God use you,
神给你特别的恩典,
God gave you special grace.
所以你看你们西家像洗三温暖一样。
So Hezekiah is like going to a sauna.
所以忽然间神说, 我不用你了。
God said, okay, I don't want to use you. You can go now.
弟兄姊妹, 他就大声地痛哭。
So he cried bitterly.
现在呢, 神说, 我可以用你了。
Now God said, I can use you.
那为什么他洗三温暖呢?
Why he's like going through a sauna?
很清楚就让西夏看见。
So it's very clearly to show Hezekiah.
神如果用他,
if God use you,
神恩待他,
it's God's grace.
现在, 你过去有了这么多的成就,
now you have so many achievements in the past.
看样子你不能走了,
seems like you're so important, you cannot leave.
看样子全教会都需要,
seems like the whole church needs you.
看见, 看样子, 你看见大家都需要你的帮助,
seems like everybody needs your help.
弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
在这里神要做一个工作,
here God wants to do a work.
神要给西家看见说,
God wants to show Hezekiah,
他可以用你,
he can use you,
他还不用你,
and he can dispense you.
他用你,
if he use you,
你就活着,
then you'll live.
他不用你,
if he doesn't use you,
随时都可以走,
you can go any minute.
所以明白吗,
弟兄姊妹, so do
you
understand, brothers and sisters?
We can,
if we see clearly here, you can see the time that we live on earth. It's according to how much God wanted to use you. So you cannot just be receiving the salvation and that's it. You have to be useful in the hand of God. Do you think it's amazing?
医生告诉你说,
the doctor tells you,
很许多的器官只要在那里用, 它不会生cancer的。
If the organs are functional, they cannot get cancer.
你看母亲喂奶, 她与这个奶在那里尽她的功用,她不会得cancer.
You see, when a mother is nursing, the milk is functioning, so the mother will not get cancer.
不功用,不发挥她的功用。
So when the organs are not functioning, many times problems happen.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在很清楚,
now you are clear.
神要用西西家,
God wanted to use Hezekiah,
神不用西西家,
and God can just put him aside.
神不用西西家,
God put him aside.
因为神是神,
it's because God's God.
神用西西家,
if he used Hezekiah,
因为神给西西家恩典,
it's because God has given Hezekiah grace.
从现在开始,
from now on,
西西家仍旧过15年,
Hezekiah will live another 15 years.
每一年都是借来的。
Every year is borrowed.
我要问弟兄姐,
so I'm going to ask my sisters.
今天你是怎么活在地上?
How do you live on earth today?
你能不能说我每一分钟每一个钟头每一年都是借来的?
Can you say that every minute, every hour, every year is borrowed?
感谢主。
We thank
如果这样的话,
the Lord. If you can say that,
你的年日是可以计算的。
You can calculate your time.
你的时间在神的面前是算得数的。
Your time is accountable in front of God.
否则多少年过去了。
Otherwise, years went by.
我们孩子也长大了,
our children grow up.
然后主也祝福我们,
and God also blessed us.
我们就这样的经过一生吗?
And we just go through our life like that.
每个人都要经过一生,
everybody has to go through their life.
有的长一点,
sometimes longer.
有的短一点,
some shorter.
弟兄姊妹, 我们都要从人生的路途中经过,
we will pass by the journey of life.
但是为什么? 谁让我们经过了2013年的第一个礼拜呢?
But why God give us the first week of year 2013?
为什么大家坐在这里呢?
Why everybody sitting here?
为什么又听见了这些话呢?
And why did you hear these words?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们应该清楚了,
we have to be clear now.
我们今天活着不是凭着自己活着,
if we live today, it's not according to ourselves.
所以现在神说我听了你祷告,
so now God said, I heard your prayers. I will heal you.
什么叫医治你呢?
What is heal you?
从此以后,
from now on,
你的日子都是借来的。
Your days are borrowed.
因着你日子借来的,
it's because your days are borrowed.
你敢不敢随便浪费时间?
Do you dare to waste your time?
过去时间是你的。
In the past, your time is yours.
你看电视要看多久就是多久。
You can watch TV as much as
你要看新闻多久就是多久。
You can watch news as long as
you want. 你要玩游戏要多久就是多久。
If you want to play a game, you can play as much as you want. Are you the owner of
yourself? 尤其现在有了iPhone, 有了iPad,
especially there's iPhone, iPad nowadays. And the computers.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 年轻人快乐了。
The young people are happy.
There
are so many games to play.
结果这些蝗虫蚂蚱就吞吃了他们的日子。
You see, the locust has eaten away their time.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
明白吗?
Do you understand?
好像我们从前过日子是过了。
It's as if we went by ourselves in the past. It's because it's our time.
这是我的日子,
it's our days.
若有一天说,
but one day the Lord says,
就像西西家一样,
just like Hezekiah.
西西家如果那十五年，那后来十五年是老早收回去了嘛。
If the later 14 years God has taken away from Hezekiah,
神说我要医治你,
God said, I want to heal you.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
我再借给你15年。
That means I loan you another 15 years.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
你如果每天都是活在借来的日子,
if every day you live like you're borrowed,
请大家记得,
just remember,
你是活在恩典里面,
you're living in grace.
你也是认识恩典的人,
and you're someone who recognizes grace.
你也是经历死而复活大能,
you're also someone who went through death and resurrection.
这就是摩西的秘诀吗?
This is the secret of Moses.
摩西自己告诉我们,
Moses tells us,
人一生活70年,
a man can live 70 years in his life.
若是强壮的话,
if he's strong,
可以活到80岁,
he can live up to 80.
所以70岁到80岁所有的那个力量都是借来的。
So the strength between 70 and 80 is all borrowed.
弟兄明白吗?
So
如果到了70岁没有力气就应该是没有力气了。
If you're 70 and you're weak, then you're weak.
如果你还有力气的话,
but if you still have strength,
每一点的力气都是神借给你。
Every bit of the strength is borrowed by the God.
然后若是强壮可以活到80岁。
If you're strong, you can live up to age 80.
但是摩西活了140岁。
But Moses live up to age 120.
他多活了40年。
He lived another additional 40 years.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我相信每天早晨摩西醒过来的时候,
I believe that every morning when Moses woke up,
他一定会说, 神啊, 我感谢你。
He would say, God, I thank you.
你又给了我一天。
You have given me another day.
但愿在这借来的一天里,
and of course, from this borrowed day,
我能够活在你的面前。
I want to live in front of you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是我们每一个人都要学的功课。
This is the lesson that each one of us have to learn.
所以请大家记得这里的词。
So please remember the order here.
神说要医治我们。
God said that he wanted to heal us.
结果第三天,
so on the third day, he can go up onto the house of the Lord.
然后神才说, 我必加增你15年的寿命。
And then God said, I will add onto thy days 15 years.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
15年, 15年, 不15年并不重要。
Whether it's 15 years or not, it's not important.
只要能活在主面前,
as long as you can live before the Lord,
就好像活在永远里面,
it's like you live in eternity.
哪里有主的同在,
wherever there is the presence of the Lord, there's heaven.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
今天到底主要, 人就留我们在地上,
when God keeps us around today,
所以这里告诉我们,
therefore, it tells us that God will give us another
因为到了天上,
year. It's because when you go to heaven, you have no more tears.
到了天上,
when you go to heaven,
再也没有十字架,
you have no more cross.
再也没有痛苦,
no more pain.
再也没有荆棘,
no more thorns.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
就是因为今天, 你还背着十字架来跟随,
because you carry the cross and follow the Lord today.
主擦干你的眼泪,
God wipe your tears.
你能够交通于他的苦难,
you can communicate and fellowship with him.
你能够得着许多的安慰,
you can be comforted by him.
这都是你走在这个旷野道路的时候你能经过的,
it's the path of the wilderness that you can experience.
到了那一天没有眼泪,
because on that day you have no more tears, no more pain,
没有心酸,
no more sorrow.
你希望能够再经过这些,
even if you want to go through those pain again, you cannot.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
要记得,
just remember,
只要主今天还留我们在地上,
if God still keep you around today,
让我们活在他的面前,
let us live before him.
让我们为着每一个主可能给我们的功课来感谢他,
let us allow every important lesson God that God wants to give us,
为着一个难看的面孔,
for any ugly thing,
一个难听的声音,
a harsh voice.
你要主啊, 我感谢你,
you say, Lord, I thank you.
你要叫我成熟,
because you want me to mature.
你要叫我学习功课,
you want me to learn lessons.
让我来学习功课,
so I can learn such lessons.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that? It's because of this.
你就珍惜每一分每一秒,
you can treasure every minute, every second.
这样的话, 你在地上15年,
therefore, the 15 years you have on earth,
远远超过人在地上浪费150年,
exceed the 150 years that people waste on earth.
所以这是非常重要的功课,
so this is a very important lesson.
所以你就看见说只有西家神让他学的功课,
so you see that God only allowed Hezekiah to learn such lessons.
他学了很多的功课,
he learned so many lessons.
神用他,
God used him
到一个地步,
to a point,
他可能像约伯一样,
he may be like Job,
会欣赏神在他身上的工作,
he can enjoy God's work on him,
会看见神怎样的使用他,
and he could see how God used him.
现在你看见好像神非用他不可,
you see that he knows God needs to use him.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but you see, brothers and sisters,
当这个以赛亚去报告这消息的时候,
when Isaiah went to Hezekiah to report him the news, it's a bad news.
当然不好消息,
it's not good news.
但那背后什么意思?
But what's the meaning behind it?
背后就是说,
which means
神不是托给西家一些工作吗?
Didn't God entrust Hezekiah some work?
他工作没有完,
he didn't finish his work. How could he leave?
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
神可以让他走,
God could allow him to leave.
因为他是神,
because he is God.
神可以完成一件事没有西西家,
God can accomplish his work without Hezekiah. But we thank the Lord.
你听听西西亚的祷告,
listen to Hezekiah's prayers.
神说我还要用他,
God said, I'm going to use him again.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故,
it's because of this.
所以就有了下面的故事,
you see that the story follows.
那么这个时候呢, 西西亚就问, 以赛亚,
so now Hezekiah asked Isaiah,
耶和华必医治我,
Jehovah will heal me.
给我15年的岁数,
give me 15 years.
圣经没有这么说,
是我加上去的,
you didn't say that, I added that. 你看见吗? 他怎么说?
He said that I have seen, okay, before I will heal on the third day thou shalt go up onto the house of the Lord.
那这有什么兆头呢?
What's the sign?
明白吗? 你看见西家到底认识神的人,
you see Hezekiah is someone that knows the Lord.
如果是我们的话,
if it's us,
我们就是个老粗, 对不对? 我们一定说, 啊, 你多给我15年有什么兆头呢?
We're so vulgar, we can say, oh, just give us 15 years.
那么,
what's the
他不是这么说的,
no,
你看见, 你这样说证明你不认识神,
if you say it, it's such a way, it's like you don't know the Lord.
你这样说就证明为什么你常常浪费时间,
if you can say it in such a way, which means, which shows that you often waste your
但是西家说,
time.
But Hezekiah, 我能上耶和华的殿有什么兆头呢?
And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day?
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
西家的父亲是亚哈斯,
Hezekiah's father, his name is Ahaz.
以赛亚告诉他, 你要向神要个兆头,
And Isaiah told him that you have to ask for a sign from the Lord.
他不要,
he said no.
后来神给他个兆头,
then God gave him a sign.
必有童女怀孕生子,
he said that there will be a virgin that will bear a child.
这是西家父亲的故事,
that is the story of Hezekiah's father.
那轮到西家呢,
but when it comes to Hezekiah,
他学会功课,
he learned a lesson.
他从他父亲许多失败的经历里面,
from his father's failing experiences, he learned so many important lessons. He treasured those signs.
如果神要工作的话,
if God has to do his work,
神一定给我个兆头,
God would definitely give me a sign.
那现在神要给我个什么兆头呢?
So what kind of sign would God give me?
那么然后, 以赛亚就问他说,
then Isaiah asked him,
那你要什么兆头?
What kind of sign do you want?
两个选择,
you have two choices.
这里是西西家, 这里是亚哈斯的日晷,
this is the sundial of Ahaz.
那么你要我怎么做?
What do you want me to do?
你要这个日晷的影子向前进十度呢? 还是向后退十度?
Do you want the shadow on the sundial to move forward 10 degrees or backward 10 degrees?
结果呢, 我们知道说西西家祷告就是, 日晷能够倒退十度。
You see, Hezekiah's prayer is that the sundial's shadow will move backwards 10 degrees.
那么弟兄姊妹,
so this is part of the story, brothers and sisters.
那读到这里的时候,
so when you read about this part, maybe you think this is only that much of the story. So now the remainder is how did the sundial move back 10 degrees. So we have to explain this part of the Bible. But according to the astrology
tradition,
how do you describe how the sundial removed backwards 10 degrees?
所以弟兄姊妹当你读到这段圣经的时候,
so when you read about this part of the Bible,
慢慢慢慢的你就被打岔出去了,
gradually you will be veered out to a different direction.
到底多活15年好呢? 还是少活还是不好?
Is it good or bad to have another 15 years?
第二呢, 到底这个怎么日晷可以倒退十度?
Number two, how did the sundial move backwards 10 degrees?
因为我们一直注意这两个问题,
because we pay attention to these two questions.
所以把这段圣经最中心的东西精华我们全部忘记,
then you ignore the focal point of this part of the Bible.
但是我们为着帮助年轻人,
in order to help young people, I'm going to explain a little more here.
那么当然现在很多人就想解释到底怎么一回事,
so many people wanted to explain what happened here now.
所以你就知道说在约书亚记里面有一个约书亚的长日,
you see that in the book of Isaiah, there's a long day of Isaiah.
那么现在呢, 有人就要想根据天文学, 我们有没有可能解释,
so you can see how can you explain the long day of Joshua and according to astronomy.
所以有人就大概是100多年前在耶鲁大学,
about 100 years ago at Yale University,
有一个教授写了一本书,
there's a professor, he wrote a book.
他是写关于战争学的,
he wrote things about war.
因为讲到约书亚的征战里面, 就是他打基遍战争的时候, 那么刚好太阳停在基遍,
it's because when Joshua went through the warfare of Gibeon, he wanted the sun to stop at Gibeon.
所以我们知道太阳的确根据圣经告诉我们说，差不多一天之久停在空中。
You see that sun stayed on sky for about one day long.
然后呢，这个写这本书的人，他告诉我们说，他刚好有一个同事是研究太阳系的。
So the person who wrote this book, he told us that he has a friend that has analyzed the solar system.
那么根据他研究的结果，他发现呢，好像太阳系里面的丢了一天。
And he found out there is one day missing in the solar system.
但是呢，不是一天，是刚好23个小时零20分钟。
But it's not actually one day, but it's 23 hours and 20 minutes.
所以他就来请问这个弟兄。
So he came to ask this.
他们就去读约书亚记,
so they went to study books of
Joshua.
So in that book it describes almost one day.
没有24小时,
it's not 24 hours. So it's 23 hours and 20 minutes.
那么怎么解释这个问题呢?
So how can you explain this question?
那么为什么会丢掉一天?
Why one day was missing?
约书亚, 这个圣经明明说是一天嘛，对不对?
So the Bible described it's one day.
所以这个时候呢, 然后这个他们就去, 就去读圣经,
so now they went through the Bible.
那读到列王记下,
and when they read about the second king,
刚好这个日晷呢, 倒退十度,
they saw that the sundial went backwards 10 degrees.
如果太阳倒退十度的话,
the sun went back 10 degrees.
他们算了一下刚好40分钟,
They calculated it's about 40 minutes.
那40分钟加上23个钟头零20分钟20分钟不是刚好就是24个钟头吗
So if that 40 minutes added the 23 hours and 20 minutes, it's exactly 20 hours, 24 hours.
所以从那以后开始
So ever since then,
在基督中间就有一个传说
Among the Christians, there's a saying.
这个太阳系里面丢了一天
In the solar system, there's one day missing.
我们可以用这两段声音来解释
We can explain with these two parts of
the
Bible.
我们传
福音
的很勇敢就是的的确这样子的
Which, when we preach the gospel, we can be bold.
但是我们从来没有问说
It's truly indeed like that.
从来没有问说
But we never asked.
这个24小时怎么你丢了23个小时零40分钟是怎么算出来的
How did you calculate that you missed 23 hours and 20 minutes?
这个一定是很有本领的
There must be someone who has really intelligent.
去查考源头找不出到底谁算
You went through the source, you couldn't find who discovered that.
然后但是呢谣言呢是流行的很快。
But the rumor passed very fast.
而且呢越传越远越传越久。
And passed further and longer.
一直到1970年。
Until 1970.
那差不多100多年以后。
It's about 100 years later.
那么在这个 Baltimore 有一个工程师。
There's an engineer at Baltimore.
他又写了一本书。
He wrote another book.
他也是告诉我们说，他也是告诉我们约书亚长日，但怎么回事？
He also explained how Joshua had a long day.
然后呢，他刚好有个朋友在 NASA， 在太空总署。
And he had a friend that works in NASA.
然后他说呢，根据太空总署的朋友告诉他说。
So he said, according to his friend from NASA that told him.
在他们的记录里面的确少了23个小时零20分。
He said that according to their calculation and their record, that it's truly missing 23 hours and 20 minutes.
所以以后呢，你知道大家又说，你看天文学家能够帮助我们说这个的的确能够解释圣经里面的。
So later you can say that astronomers help us to explain the miracles in the Bible.
但是你知道，今天求证是很容易的一件事情。
But today you can see that it's easy to find evidence.
现在讲到很困难。
But it's hard to preach.
因为你在上面讲到。
Because when you're teaching,
下面年轻人就 check 到你讲的对还是不对。
So the young people down there can check you right away.
所以你知道吗？这个对传道人是一个很好的挑战。
This is a great challenge to a preacher.
为主讲话一定要准确才可以。
If you want to speak for the Lord, you have to be accurate.
所以你就知道说，如果你真的做一点考证，不一点不困难。
So if you really want to double check, it's not hard.
所以后来有人就打电话，就打到太空总署。
So some people call NASA.
后来因为一直传后来太逼着太空总署要发表声明
so because people pass with the words around then NASA has to clarify
他说我们从来没有过这个记录
he said that we I never had such record
所以弟兄姊妹这证明说事实上但是这个东西呢一直还一直传到今天呢
but you see such rumors still pass around nowadays
所以我们要记得
so we have to
神的话不会错
God's word will not be mistaken
我们不需要天文学来帮忙
we don't need the help of the astronomy
我们也不需要科学家来帮忙
and we don't need the help of the scientists
在神没有难成的事
to God there's nothing impossible 一点都没有
错的
it's truly
但是呢没有的事我们不能一天到晚在那传呢
but we cannot pass around the things that did not happen
所以我希望我讲了以后没有人再传这件事
so after I say that I hope that no one pass around
你知道吗？在去年我在网上还看见一个人说，怎么说呢
？You see that last year I found that on internet somebody said that.
他说他刚刚从 NASA 来得到资料，这个短少了一天。
He said that he just received the information from NASA. There's one day shortened.
稀奇不稀奇
？Is it amazing？
你看见吗？这怎么今天的的确确会有这样的事发生
？Surely indeed something like that will happen today.
所以我觉得我们不需要。
So we think that we don't need to wait.
这些呢，不过是。许多人为着帮助年轻人
so many people do that in order to help young people
所以当然那么希望说能够从科学的角度来看这些事情是可能发生的
so from the scientific point of view you can see that these things are possible
并不是神话之类的
it's not some kind of fairy tale
因为圣经里面的神迹都是可以解释的
because the wonders and miracles in the Bible is explainable
所以解释就指的合理来说
if you can explain that means it's reason
所以圣经告诉我们说约拿呢是被大鱼吞进去
so the Bible told us that Jonah was swallowed by a big fish
这不是神话
this is not a fairy tale
如果约拿把那个大金鱼吞到他肚子这才是神话
if Jonah can swallow the big fish then that's a fairy tale
你知道吗因为普通人大惊小怪、啊、
because people will get surprised about anything
他只知道一种金鱼
they know that there's only one type of whale
那个金鱼的满嘴都是牙
He has so many teeth.
而且他的喉咙呢，只有棒球那么大。
And his throat is only the size of a baseball.
所以有人呢，就翻译圣经的时候，就把 sea monster 就把它翻成鲸鱼。
So some people when they translate the Bible, they translate sea monster as a whale.
所以 King James 钦定本身就是翻作鲸鱼的。
So Book of King James is translated as whale.
希腊文原文从来没有翻鲸鱼过的。
In the Book of Hebrew, it's never said as a whale.
所以莫名其妙有人就把放进去了。
So somebody just wrote that.
有的人就攻击圣经了。
And somebody attacked the Bible.
你看看约拿怎么可能吞到鱼肚子里面去？
You see how Jonah how could he be swallowed by a whale?
第一关牙齿就过不去。
Number one, he cannot pass through the teeth.
他一定把他咬得粉碎。
He may chew him.
就算是逃过第一关。
Even if he went through the first.
他喉咙只有棒球那么大。
The throat is only like the size of a baseball.
怎么可以进去呢？
How could he pass through?
所以就是没。
So、
他们就大声说：“你看神的话是错的。”
So people can say loudly, "God is wrong."
他忘记了。
But they forgot.
在地中海里面。
In the Mediterranean Sea.
鲸鱼好几种。
There are so many different types of whales.
有一种弟兄姊妹，它根本没有牙齿。
One type it has no fish, no
teeth. 而且有一种的鲸鱼啊，曾经发现过一条马在里面，在它肚子里面。
And one type of whale, they discover a horse and.
如果马在肚子里面，约拿在肚子里有什么稀奇
？If a horse can be swallowed by a whale, Jonah is not surprised.
你看见吗？今天约拿三天三夜在鱼肚子里面，这不是神话。
So you see that Jonah can stay in the belly of the fish for 3 days, 3 nights. It's not a fairy tale.
在神创造里面，老早给告诉我们。
In God's creation, it's already told us.
所以现在如果行神这个神迹有什么困难
？So if God has done this wonder, it's not difficult.
今天人把它推翻了。
But people wanted to revolt against
it. 是要证明它不可能。
Because they wanted to prove that it's impossible. But we have to ask.
我们没有人在场的。
None of us was there.
你怎么能证明它不可能
？How could you prove that it's not possible?
所以今天这么多年以后
，So after so many years,
我们只能根据它的可能性。
So according to its possibility.
如果果然是鲸鱼的话，那么我承认那是没有错的。
If it's whale, I can say that it's right.
那这个可能性很小很小。
The possibility could be small.
但是现在问题就是
，But the question is,
我能够证明给你看
，If I can prove it to you,
就是那个大鲸鱼，很多种鲸鱼根本可以把约拿吞进去。
There's so many different types of whale that could swallow Jonah.
这个没有什么稀奇。
There's nothing amazing about it.
我不是，我到底神迹怎么发生，我不知道。
How did the miracle happen? I did not know.
但是你说它是不可能，我告诉你是错的。
But if you say that it's impossible, I have to tell you you're wrong.
所以明白吗
？So do you understand?
圣经里面神迹。
In the Bible, the so-called wonders. It's because God had moved His finger.
但神又不违背他自己。
But God did not deny Himself.
所以圣经里的神迹从来没有违背神自然的定律。
So the miracles in the Bible, the wonders, God had never denied the natural law.
因为神不背乎他自己。
Because God cannot deny Himself.
所以年轻人，你们可以放一万个心。
So you can trust all these.
神的话不会错。
God's word will not be mistaken. The wonder is because God has moved His finger.
神当初他创造宇宙，好像全身在那创造一样。
When God created the universe, it's as if He used His whole body.
好像把很多能力都释放出来。
Like He released so much energy.
但是在我们上行神迹的时候
，But when God did His miracle,
他只动动指头。
He just need to move His little finger.
这并不表示说把整个的神，把整个的这个就推翻掉了，不是。
It doesn't mean that He has to deny all things that He had created.
假定这里有个游泳池。
If there's a swimming pool here.
假定说这个温度是有一定的温度。
If there's a certain temperature.
那现在我拿个滚烫的水。
If I put a cup of hot water.
我把它倒在游泳池里。
I pour into the swimming pool.
我要问大家。
I have to ask you.
过了一分钟以后。
After 1 minute, or 2 minutes,
3 minutes,
or 3 minutes,
那个温度还是同样的温度。
The temperature will still be the same.
就是在我倒进去那个附近。
But the area around where I put
好像有一点搅动，如此而已。
Maybe there's some ripples.
但是整个，因为什么？因为这个等于只是动个指头啊。
But this is like touching the finger.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
如果神行神迹
，If God performs His wonders.
如果你今天把热水倒在那里，这个温度还是一样。
If you pour the hot water there, the temperature is still the same.
你就叫神，如果叫太阳停住。
So if you tell that if God wants the sun to stop.
神如果叫日晷倒退十度。
If He wanted the sundial to move back 10 degrees.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
你看见神没有违反他自然
？You see that God did not deny the natural law.
怎么解释？也许我不会。
How to explain? Maybe I don't know how.
因为太多的事我不会解释。
Because so many things I cannot explain.
今天不要说神的话，我不能解释。
Don't say that I cannot explain the word of God.
很多神的创造，许多科学家都不会解释。
Even the scientists cannot explain God's creation.
所以因为这个缘故。
So because of this,
你我怎么能敢否认神的神迹呢
？How do you dare to deny the wonder of God？
所以我再说第二次。
Therefore, I have to say, brothers,
在这里我们没有意思要去解释它。
We do not mean to explain.
我们相信的确神动了他的指头。
We believe that God had moved His fingers.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这就是神在西西亚身上所做的。
This is the work that God has done on Hezekiah.
那么现在你怎么解释这段事
？So how do you explain this part of the Bible?
那如果是倒退十度的话
If the sundial moved back 10 degrees,
这是可能的,
it's possible.
但是根据希腊原文,
but according to the original language in Hebrew, you have to clearly read this part of the Bible.
你明白吗? 这里说倒退10度,
here it says that the sundial will move backwards 10 degrees.
在原文的意思是倒退10个台阶,
in the original language, it says that it will move back 10 steps.
10个steps就是10步,10个10步,10级.
10 steps.
或者我这样说吧, 圣经里面不是讲上行的诗吗?
So the Bible said that there are songs of the king.
诗篇121,120一直到134篇.
From Psalm 1, number 120 to 134.
一共15篇诗篇,
totally, there are 15 songs of decree.
当以色列人要到圣殿去朝见神,
when the Israelites wanted to go to the holy temple to see God,
他们好像经过一个台阶, 一个阶梯,
it's as if they went through steps.
上面一共有15级的,
there are 15 steps of a stair.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
一级一级就是一步一步的,
every step is one,
所以,
one step.
所以圣经讲上行之诗的意思就是说它是一个台阶一个阶级一个级上去的。
So the Psalm of Decree means that they go upward one step and another step.
如果这样的话,
if it's like that,
那么日晷这个月这个什么这个，对不起，我刚才讲一度是指一个台阶说的。
I just mentioned that one degree is one step.
但那个日晷呢?
But how about the sundial?
在原文就是指的阶梯来说的。
The word sundial in the original language means
stairway. 所以这里的雅哈斯的日晷其实就是雅哈斯的阶梯。
So it's the so-called Ahaz sundial is actually Ahaz's stairways.
你知道说在亚哈斯阶梯以前呢，有一个阶梯叫做所罗门的阶梯。
You see that before the Ahaz stairway was there, there was Solomon's stairway.
那所罗门的阶梯做什么用的呢？
How was a Solomon's stairway used?
他从王宫到了圣殿，圣经告诉我们，他要走在那个阶梯上。
When he left his palace and go to the holy temple, he would have to go on those stairs.
那么你记不记得那个示巴女王从远方来？
Do you remember Queen Sheba went all the way from far away? She wanted to listen to the wise words of Solomon. And she saw the feast. She saw everything of the palace. But what was the most deep in her impression?
她怎样上耶和华的殿?
It's how Solomon went up to the house of God.
一层一级一级的，他往上。
You see that there's a stairway that he went step by step all the way up to the house of God.
就当所罗门行走在神面前,
just when Solomon was walking on the
stairway, 一步一级一级的往上走的时候,
when he moved upward step by step,
那个印象叫这个示巴女王永远不会忘记。
That impression was surprising the Queen Sheba.
所以在中文里面的翻译怎么说呢?
So what's the explanation in Chinese?
这个示巴女王诧异的魂不守舍。
Queen Sheba was so surprised that her spirit left her.
所以弟兄姊妹好像她的魂都不见了。
It's like she lost her spirit.
原因在什么地方呢?
Why?
那个印象太深刻了。
Because her impression was so strong.
所以那个阶梯其实是代表她怎样来到神的面前。
That stairway representing how he went up to the Lord.
但是你知道到了他的父亲亚哈斯的时候,
but when he went to the time of his father Ahaz,
因为亚哈斯一面拜偶像,
because Ahaz worshipped idols,
另一面又和亚述王做联盟,
and on the other side he had a union with the king of Asher.
那又怕 Assyria这些国王来大军来打他们,
and he was afraid that the Assyrians were attacking.
所以他就把这个殿里面很多东西都改掉了。
So he changed everything in the temple.
所以而且很明显的，尤其是从王宫要到圣殿，圣经明明告诉我们，他把它重新布置过的。Especially
clearly it described in the Bible that from the palace to the holy temple,
he changed everything. 所以现在你才会发现说，那个以所罗门那个阶梯不见了。
You see that the stairway of Solomon is disappeared.
现在取代的呢是 亚哈斯的阶梯。
What's replaced is Ahaz's step.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
So do you understand here?
在这里所说的日晷，在原文其实就是阶梯。
So the so-called sundial here is actually the steps.
这里退后十度就指退后十级来说。
So went back 10 degrees, which means went back 10 steps.
假定说一共有不知道多少级。
We don't know how many steps.
但你现在呢？你看见这个往后退了十级。
You see that now it's moving backwards 10 steps.
所以我们要知道这个影子投在什么地方。
So you see the shadow is casting on where?
是投在西西家的阶梯上。
It has cast 亚哈斯的。
哎呀，对了，亚哈斯的阶梯上。
Casting on Ahaz's steps.
所以大概现在西西家是在他的病床上。
So now Hezekiah is in his sick bed.
他推开窗子，他可以看到圣殿。
He opened the window. He could see the holy temple.
那同时可以看见什么？可以看见亚哈斯的阶梯。
He could also see the stairway of Ahaz.
你看见，因着那个阶梯。亚哈斯来到神的面前。
And because of those stairways that Ahaz could go to the temple.
如果他要上耶和华的殿。
If he wanted to go to the house of Jehovah.
也是一定要上那个阶梯。
He has to go through that stairway.
所以从窗口看出去。
So from the window he could see it.
那个时候太阳已经西下了。
At that time the sun was setting.
弟兄姊妹，我想很清楚。
But this is just like
this. 那么等到太阳慢慢地跑到圣殿后面的时候。
When the sun gradually goes to the back of the temple.
因为你要知道太阳是西下的时候。
You see that when the sun goes to the west.
那么这里是这里是圣殿。
Here's the temple.
现在这里是西西家。
Now here's Hezekiah's.
他远远看过去，太阳慢慢下山。
Further away he could see the sun
setting. 所以太阳投影呢？透过那个圣殿的建筑
，so the sunlight through the building
会投影在那个西西家的阶梯上
，can cast a shadow on Ahaz's steps，
因为它从西边过来的
，because it came from the west。
所以大家想想看
，so you can think，
等太阳完全下山以后
，when the sun was fully set，
你就看见说在那个整个阶梯上你看不见影子，对不对
？You will not see any shadow。
你就看任何完全都是黑的
，It's all dark。
完全是黑影的，对不对
？All dark。
如果太阳还没有下山
，But the sun was not setting。
还高一点的时候
，Still a little higher。
或者快要下山已经15分钟
，Almost setting。
那你起码看那个阶梯最底下的一层、两层还是亮的
？At least that you can see the bottom of the stairway still。
太阳再高一点的时候
，The sun goes higher。
哎，你看见可以4层或者5层
，You can see maybe 4 more steps。
如果太阳在中间的话
，The sun is in the middle。
你全部都看见
，You see the entire stairway has。
所以想想看，弟兄姊妹，
so、
等到太阳平息以后
，When the sun sets up，
你可以看见整个阶梯全部是黑的。
You see the whole staircase is dark。
那什么时候太阳？什么时候你在阶梯上才看见亮起来
？But when can you see the light on the stairway？
你等到明天早晨。
It's until next morning。
太阳一起来以后
，When the sun rises，
你看慢慢的全部就看得很清楚。
You gradually you'll see the whole staircase。
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers,
神给西西家一个兆头。
God has given Hezekiah a sign。
就在太阳要平息的时候。
Just when the sun was about to set on the west。
稀奇的很。
It's very amazing。
你看见啊，眼看着。整个都是黑影。
You see that it's all dark in shadow.
但是慢慢那个黑影倒退。
But gradually that dark shadow moved back.
倒退多少级呢
？Move back how many steps?
倒退十级。
Ten steps.
意思是说
，Which means that
按道理来讲，你看不见阶梯有影子了。
According to
都是黑，应该都是黑影才对。
You should see all shadow.
结果呢，因为倒退的缘故。
But now it's because it's moving backwards.
你看见有十个阶梯是亮的。
You see that there are 10 steps that has light.
明白不明白？那这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
那这个我们不懂。
We don't understand.
这个是不是表示太阳下去了又跑上来了
？Does it mean that the sun already set and it went back?
这个我们不会解释。
We cannot explain that.
但是你知道说大概下去又上来了，然后你才会有退后退这个情形。
You can think maybe the sun went down and went back up again. Then
但到底怎么？回事我们不知道。
But we don't know actually what happened.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
神说这是兆头。
God said that this is a sign.
换一句话说。
Which means that.
这个兆头对西西家是非常有意思。
This sign is very interesting to Hezekiah.
你知道他明明告诉西西家。
Because he clearly told Hezekiah.
你不是在病床上吗
？Aren't you in sick?
如果主没有医治你的话。
If God does not heal you,
你的太阳不是下山了。
Your sun will go down.
如果你太阳下山了
，If your sun goes down,
你当然就不可能走在那个阶梯上。
Of course, you cannot walk on those steps.
如果你不能走在阶梯上
，You cannot walk on those steps.
当你的脚 踩进死因幽谷的死亡幽谷的时候
When your feet stepping into the valley of the shadow
就好像整个阶梯完全因为太阳下山了所以你看见全部都是黑影
You see that the whole stairway will be dark
但是感谢主
We thank the Lord
第三天
On the third day
你知道我们的主是第三天从死里复活
You see that our Lord is resurrected on the third day
第三天
On the third day God will heal you
你要上耶和华的殿
You will go up to the house of the Lord
当然你要走这条阶梯
Of course you will walk on the stairway
你走亚哈斯留下那个阶梯往圣殿去
You will go the stairway that's remained by Ahaz and you'll go to the temple
所以你看见吗这就是为什么亚哈斯这是为什么西夏所要的那个兆头
This is the sign that Hezekiah was asking for
我耶和华必医治我到第三日我能上耶和华的殿有什么兆头呢
What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day
没有一个亮光照在我走的那路上
There's no light on my steps
那就表示说主要我走了
Which means that God wanted me to leave
但是感谢主
But we thank the Lord
主医治了我
God healed me
医治我什么意思呢
What does that mean
叫我第三天能够上耶和华的殿
So on the third day, I can go up to the temple.
意思是说，我仍旧能够走在那个阶梯上。
I could still walk on those steps.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
等到现在你重新看见那些十级的影十级的时候
Until now, you can see those ten steps again.
你看得很清楚。
It's clear for you.
本来一切都没有意义了。
Actually, everything was meaningless.
什么都过去了。
Everything will go by. 因
为如果他躺在坟墓里
if he laid himself in the tomb,
如果他真的走进死因里死亡的幽谷
if he really go into the shadow of the valley of death,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不就太阳西下的那个情形吗
So this is the sign of the sun going down.
但是感谢主
But we thank the Lord.
第三天
神医治他 God healed him.
从死里复活
From death into life.
好像平息的太阳又稍微升起
It's like the sun that was about to set that went up.
为什么要照亮在那个阶梯上
Why did the sun will light on those steps?
因为第三天
Because on the third day,
西西家要上耶和华的殿
Hezekiah will have to go to the temple of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
这就是西西家的故事
This is the story of Hezekiah.
这就是亚哈斯的阶梯
This is the steps of Ahaz.
现在我不再说是亚哈斯的月日晷了
Now I'm not going to say that it's Ahaz's sun.
因为根据希伯来原文，实在说来就是亚哈斯的阶梯。
According to the Hebrew origin, it says that it's Ahaz's stairway.
然后你需要用亚哈用西西家的一生来解释它。
And you need Hezekiah's entire life to explain this.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
很稀奇的解释。
Very amazing.
到底亚哈斯的阶梯是怎么一回事？摆在什么地方？圣经没有告诉。
So where is Ahaz's stairway? The Bible didn't say.
但有一件事很稀奇。
But something is very interesting.
主耶稣那个时候的圣殿。
At the time of Jesus, the temple is.
如果全家的人从美门进去的话。
If everybody goes through the gates of beauty.
他们要来到个妇人的院。
They will go to the women's court.
然后从妇人的院要登到殿里面去。
And from women's court, they have to go to the temple.
有一个阶梯呢，是上到耶和华殿去。
There is a stairway that is going to the temple.
非常有意思。
It's very interesting.
圣经历史学家告诉我们。
主耶稣曾经去过那里的吗？
主耶稣曾经去过那里的。
Lord Jesus used to go there.
你就知道原来那里的阶梯有十五个阶梯。
You see that there are 15 steps over there.
那到底是不是亚哈斯的阶梯？我们不知道。
Whether that's Ahaz's stairway, we don't know.
但有一件事我们知道。
Something we know.
在主耶稣那个时候
，At the time of Jesus,
的的确确，如果你要上圣殿去的话
，If you really want to go to the holy temple,
有十五个阶梯。
There are 15 steps.
那这十五个阶梯做什么呢
？What are those for?
这个利未人就在上面唱上行诗。
The Levites will sing the psalm of Descend on
第一个阶梯
on the first step,
120篇
Psalm number 120,
倒数第二个阶梯133篇
The second from the back is 130,
最后134篇
The last one 134
你看你一唱到那他们已经来到圣殿了
So when they finish singing they come to
已经来到神的面前了
They already came to the
明白吗
face of God
是非常重要的
So this is very important
好如果在主耶稣那个时候
At the time of Jesus
或者更早像西西家的时候
Or earlier at the time of Hezekiah
这个人如果生一场大病
If somebody's really sick
比方说
For example
大麻风
Leprosy
你生了麻风怎么办呢
If you have leprosy what should you do
因为这是绝症
The Bible said that because this is terminal illness
这是不治之症
It's not curable
所以你要去到祭司那里
Then you have to go to the priest
否则的话你常常会自己安慰自己
Otherwise you'll comfort yourself
没有好你以为是好了
You will comfort yourself and
say that you're healed 所以你要让祭司来看看你
So you have to go to the priest for the priest to see
所以长大麻风的人
So the people who have leprosy
所有好的人
Everyone has healed
他们一定要到祭司那里去
They have to go to the priest for the priest to examine him
请记得
Just remember
所有被医治好的长大麻风的
every leper that has been healed.
他们一定走过
They will have to go through those steps.
因为只有走上那个阶梯,
because when they go through those steps, they will come to the court of
the priest. 才告诉他们说, 你病好了,
then the priest will tell them that you are healed.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers
and sisters,
we don't know what kind of sickness that has
been healed.
We know he has kind of boils
on his body.
It's terminal illness.
但是你想想看,
but just think
about it. 等到他一病好了以后,
when he's healed,
第三天,
on the third day,
他就上了耶和华的殿,
he went to the temple of the Lord.
他一定遇见了一些祭司,
of course he met some priests.
他的感觉里面是什么感觉?
What's his feeling?
我好像长过大麻风一样,
it's like I had leprosy before.
现在我可以对他们做见证,
now finally I can testify before them.
我经过了这个阶梯以后,
I went through the steps.
那现在呢, 他们可以告诉我说我病好,
now they can tell me I'm healed.
其实神是借着先知告诉他说他已经,
so actually God had used the prophet to tell
him. 因为那是预兆, 那是神给他们的预兆,
because that's a sign that God has given him.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
一直在主耶稣那个时候,
until the time of Jesus,
你看见每次到祝棚节的时候,
you see that every time at the
那个立位唱歌的人, the, 一定唱伤心诗的,
the people who celebrate the feast will sing the psalm of the feast.
他们一定要走那个阶梯,
they will have to go through those steps.
而且一定经过15级的,
and of course there are 15 steps.
稀奇不稀奇呢?
Isn't that amazing?
所以因为这个缘故,
and just because of that,
现在在犹太人中间,
now among the Jewish people,
他们有一个说法,
there's a saying,
就是诗篇一百诗篇上行诗一共15篇诗篇,
there are 15 psalms of decree.
是谁把它 compile 在一起,
who compiled those psalms,
是谁把它放在一起,
who put those psalms together.
那么有的人就认为说, 非常可能是西西家把它全部放在一起,
some people say that it's very possible that's composed by Hezekiah.
那从前我听说, 就听听就算了,
I used to hear that, but I just,
等到我好好把这15篇再读一遍,
until I read those psalms carefully,
我再读一读西西家一生的故事,
and I read the life of Hezekiah,
你觉得非常的稀奇,
you'll feel it's very amazing.
果然在这诗篇, 这15篇的诗篇里,
of course within these 15 psalms,
你看见西西家的一生,
you can see the life of Hezekiah,
你看见西西家的执事,
you can see the ministry of Hezekiah.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神多给了他15,
God has given him another 15 years.
弟兄姊妹, 叫日影倒退10级,
God allowed the sun to go back 10 steps.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
现在在天光的照耀底下,
now under the sunlight,
他的确能够走, 走那完成那个10级,
under the heavenly light, he can complete those 10 steps.
稀奇不稀奇,
isn't that amazing?
你把这15篇诗篇好好读过,
if you read carefully these 15 songs,
有4篇是大卫写的,
4 of them was written by David,
有1篇是所罗门写的,
1 was written by Solomon,
其他10篇不知道谁写的,
other 10, we don't know the
author. 但是你看的内容,
but if you read the content of the song,
很明显是西西家写的,
it's very clearly Hezekiah.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
现在你看见大卫已经死了,
now you see that David has passed away. Of course he's in the shadow.
然后这个大卫四个级都在影子里面。
David has 4 steps that's already in the shadow.
然后所罗门也走了。
Solomon passed away.
他也在影子里面。
He's also in the shadow.
西西家还活着。
Hezekiah was still living.
西西家要上殿来到神的面前。
He wanted to go up to the house of the Lord.
影子倒退10级。
For the shadow to move backwards 10 steps. What does that mean?
很明显地给我们看见。
It tells us that.
现在神给恩典。
Now God has given
grace, 让西家能够走在那个阶梯上,
so Hezekiah can walk on those steps.
所以难怪,
so no wonder,
大概那10篇的诗篇,
maybe those 10 songs,
是从他的经历里面写出来的,
from his experience.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
现在你明白吗?
Now you understand.
现在你很, 你从整个的故事放在一起,
when you put the whole story together,
你再回到西西家的一生,
and just reminiscent of Hezekiah's life.
你再回到整套的上行的诗,
and just look at the entire Psalms of
现在你非常清楚,
then you'll be clear.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这就是神给西西家的兆头。
This is a sign that God has given Hezekiah.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
如果主听我们的祷告,
if God listened to our prayers,
如果主多给我们一分钟,
if God has given us extra
多给我们一个月,
extra month,
多给我们一年,
extra year,
多给我们15年,
extra 15 years.
他的目的是什么?
What's his purpose?
叫我们能够行走在他面前。
He wanted us to walk before him.
所以诗篇15篇,
so those
这15篇的诗篇,
these 15 psalms
上行的诗篇,
are psalms of decree.
那好像一个阶梯一样,
just like steps.
告诉我们经过15集,
it tells us that after 15 psalms,
最后怎么样来到神的面前,
finally, how do you come to the face of God?
如果圣灵把这些话翻成新约的话,
truly, indeed, if you translate into the New Testament
word,
it tells us how a Christian will grow.
所以有一本书叫做上行的诗篇,
so there is a book, it's called The Psalms of Decree. It's written by Brother
Stephen
Kong. There's English version and Chinese version. It just tells us that through these 15
Psalms of Decree,
you can see how Christians grow in front of the Lord.
感谢主弟,
we thank the Lord,
brothers and sisters.
This experience is supposed to be
his.
If he lives another 15 years, what's his greatest
就是提醒人怎么来到神的面前?
Contribution is how he come to the front of the
Lord. 一步一步慢慢往上升,
step by step, he moved upward.
慢慢慢的那条路是长进的道路,
step by step, that path is a growing path.
所以弟兄姐,
so, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
你读了这15篇,
after you read this
15
song, you'll know how we grow upwards.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
如果让我们多喝一口气的话,
if God give us extra
life,
so we can give God more opportunity,
让他把我们磨成神儿子的形象,
for us to be molded into the image of His Son.
但是不止如此,
but not only that,
这15篇诗篇,
these 15 songs,
不只指着我们在神面前上行那条路,
it's not only showing us a path in front of the Lord. You're not walking by yourself.
你不是孤独的一个人走那条路,
you're not walking this by yourself lonely.
那是一条西安的大道,
it's a path of Zion.
你看见是不止你一个人走,
you see that not only you're walking the path,
你和你同聚会不知道有多少人和你一起走,
so many people that are meeting with you, they walk together.
这条路不只是个人生命长进的路,
not an individual growing path,
乃是团体长进的路,
it's a corporate growing
path. 而如果教会一起增长的话,
if the church grow like this,
它自然就产生了一个见证,
she will then naturally have a testimony.
那个见证就是教会的见证,
that testimony is a testimony of
the
church.
这也就是诗篇122篇,
that is Psalm number 120,
上行诗里面一篇,
that is part of the Psalms of Decree.
讲到以色列的见证,
it tells us the Israelites' testimony.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
我相信我们个人都长进,
we believe that we can grow.
我请问大家,
but I have to ask,
当你们聚在一起的时候,
when you are gathered together,
你们是不是一同长进,
do you grow together?
你看见是不是这里有一个以色列的见证?
Do you see that here is a testimony?
如果到今天,
if up until today, God still did not gain this testimony,
这是不是为什么主多给你15年的?
Isn't that why God gave you another 15 years?
你不能走因为神的工作没有完,
you cannot leave because God did not finish.
你不能走因为神在你身上的工作托付还没有完,
because God did not finish his work that he entrusted on you.
因为先知在耶路撒冷之外是不会丧命的,
because the prophet will not die outside of Jerusalem.
如果神把一些话给先知带到耶路撒冷,
if God has entrusted some words to the prophet to bring,
他有可能在耶路撒冷外丧命吗?
Do you think that the prophet will die outside of
Jerusalem? 所以不要一天到晚担心你到底我们能不能把岁数增加一颗,
so do not worry about whether you can add another year to your life.
主的话很清楚的,
that's where it's very clear.
谁能够有思虑把我们的岁数增加一颗?
Who can increase their life by worrying?
我们天天在那里运动, 在那里跑,
we're exercising, running every day,
在那里节食,
try to go on diet.
现在我们几乎什么东西都没有东西吃了,
we have nothing to eat.
咸的不能吃, 甜的也不能吃,
we cannot eat salty foods.
现在我们吃的几乎都是浪子, 吃豆荚的那吃的东西,
so everything that we eat is like the prodigal son had eaten.
所谓的燕麦 bran, 燕麦其实都是喂猪, 就是应该是喂猪吃的,
it's actually the food that's supposed to be fed.
所以现在都是我们来吃的,
so now we're eating those.
为什么这样?
Why?
我们努力了半天,
because we work so hard.
我们为什么要消耗我们的热量?
Why we have to waste our energy?
就是我们希望能够增加我们的岁数一分,
because we want to add a little life in our life.
弟兄姊妹, 主给我们的15年,
brothers and sisters, God has given us 15 years.
但是问题是,
but the question is,
你拿这15年做什么?
What do you use these 15 years for?
多赚一点钱吗?
Make more money?
多抱一些孙子吗?
Or have more grandchildren?
这是主的目的吗?
Is that the purpose of God?
当然不是,
of course not.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
如果这条路是团体的路,
if this path is a corporate path, if there's a testimony here that's God's testimony, when God's testimony is not complete, when God's testimony is not clear yet, brothers and sisters, none of us can depart.
但是问题就是,
but the question is, did you receive the responsibility from the Lord? Are you like Hezekiah?
如果是的话,
if it is,
这个周末是我们的,
then this weekend belongs to us.
这个周末主要把那条路给我。
And this weekend, God wants to show that path to us.
对不起，今天晚上我多借了好多时间。
I borrowed so many minutes tonight.
当然我有个借口，因为你们很晚。
Of course, I have an excuse because you were delayed. We started.
但是无论如何，这总是不对。
But no matter what, this is not right.
我希望明天不会讲这么久。
I hope tomorrow is not going to be.
那我们明天会继续。
We'll continue tomorrow.
我们低头也简单。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。Lord,
dear Lord, we thank you.
把这些话交在你的手里。We
just entrusted these words in your hands.
我们相信，在这一年的开始，你不是叫我们偶然听见这些话。We
believe that in the beginning of this year, you do not let us listen to these words by coincidence.
但愿你借着这些话把我们猛然叫醒。May
you wake us up through these words.
若不是你猛然摇醒我们，It's
not you shake us up.
我们仍旧会沉睡。We
may still fall asleep.
我们一睡就是多少年。
We don't know how many years we'll sleep.
我们一睡不知不觉，我们就到2013年。
Unwillingly, we slept, and now it's year 2013.
当我们看见年华像流水一样的逝去。
We see that our days are fading away.
它永远不会再回头。
We will not turn back again.
但是我们在你面前要问一个问题。
We want to ask before you.
主，你所托付给我们的。
Lord, the work that you have entrusted us.
我们在你面前完成了吗？
Did we accomplish that yet?
如果没有的话。
If not.
求你一面用血来遮盖我们。
Please cover us with your blood.
另一面求你呼召我们。
And call us again.
把我们紧紧抓在你的手。
Lay hold us in your hand.
让我们从今天开始。
So from today on.
能活在你所借给我们的每一分钟和每一秒钟。
We can live in the extra days that you loan to us.
一切为着你的旨意。
Everything is for your purpose.
一切为着你的见证。
Everything is for your testimony.
把荣耀都归给你。
We give all glory to you.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' victorious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.